Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. She's the national tax columnist and author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She doesn't just talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. She does this stuff. She works with clients directly, people just like you and me, helping them prepare their tax returns, getting them the best deals that she can, making sure that they do the smart tax planning. And she's here to help us with that. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, and how are you?
Doing great. And you're an EA, too, aren't you?
I'm an enrolled agent.
Yeah, tell our audience what an EA is.
We are licensed by the Internal Revenue Service, or the U.S. Treasury Department, and we are the nation's tax specialist. This is all we do.
Mm-hmm.
CPAs, so, attorneys, they're licensed by the state.
Right. So how many EAs are there across the country?
Probably no more than about 41,000, according to my last conversation with IRS. There are like 300,000 or 400,000 CPAs.
Right.
And I don't know how many attorneys, but, you know, every next-door neighbor is an attorney.
Right. That's a scary thought I didn't need to have in my head there, Eva. So, okay, we got a big day coming up Monday.
Yeah, you're going to come play. It's the deadline. It's the filing deadline for all corporate returns.
Yep.
And the
original date, folks, as you probably know, was March 15th. But you were given a 6 month extension if you ask for it, right? If you apply for it,
all you had to do was ask nicely and say please, and it was yours.
It's right, 6 month extension, all the way over to September 15th. Mm-hmm. But there is no appeal for September 15th, is there?
Well, you know, technically there isn't, but in the past, when I have had clients in trouble, I've been able to respectfully request 30 more days.
Really?
Yeah. It's rare, but if you really need it for a valid reason, mm-hmm. IRS will give it to you.
But don't count on it.
Don't count on it, and don't do it on an annual basis.
Yeah.
Don't do
it as a practice. It's got to be a big emergency. Your dog can only eat your homework so many times, right?
That's right.
You know. So okay, we got to get our return filed, and that's for the corporate return. That does not include LLCs. It does not include partnerships.
Well, it could include LLCs. Remember, LLCs are like chameleons.
Yeah.
They could be anything. Depending on how you structure the LLC, if there's just one owner, it would be on your own personal return.
Right.
Or it could be a corporation, or it could be an S corporation.
An LLC is an S corporation?
Could be filed as an S corporation.
Oh, you mean when you set the thing up, You're asked, do you want to file as a partnership or as a corporation? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, not when you set it up. Nobody asks you specifically, but before you start filing tax returns,
right,
you have to make the decision how.
You have an election, don't you?
It's called an election. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't make a decision, then by definition, you're either going to be a partnership if there's two or more of you, or it's going to be on your personal return on the Schedule C if there's just one of you.
Right.
But if you've gone to all the trouble to set up an LLC, well, you'd be a fool not to also do some planning and decide which is the best option for you.
Right. Well, when I've had LLCs, I've just done it as partnerships. I don't have one anymore. But now, isn't there a new law coming up where next year the LLCs will actually be, there won't be any confusion about this, and that all LLCs will be the filing periods will be in line with corporations?
No, not. You got it half right. You're still going to have the options of all of the other choices, but if the choice you pick is a partnership, then it needs to be filed at the same time as corporations. The filing deadline will be September 15th instead of October.
Right.
And there's a good reason for that. The reason is, you know, if you're picking up the LLC as a partnership or an S corporation, it's what's called a pass-through entity.
Right.
It doesn't pay taxes.
That's
the information is they go on your own personal return. And if those returns are due on October 15th, when your personal return is due, and it's not being done by the same preparer, the person who needs to file a tax return may not be able to get the information till the last minute.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. She'll be right back, and I will be too. Stay with us. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny, he was holding on. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. There is no barrier to entry. You don't have to give us your name or your email address or a password or anything like that. Just show up and come in and use our stuff and use it to your advantage. Help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's our goal here in life. Around here is to help small business owners succeed. So check those out. AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can get answers to your questions right now, instantaneously. And then, of course, our flagship site, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, where the show is and all the other things that we do here. So check those out. Eva Rosenberg is all over both of our websites, and she is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and we're talking about this deadline that's coming up. Actually, we got a deadline that we're very hard by to Eva, the 15th of September, for corporate tax and maybe some LLCs, and then, of course, we got the other one, the personal return, and of course, folks, these are the extension periods. The dates have already come and gone back in the spring, but these are the extension periods that where you're just about out of time. And for personal, it's October 15th, isn't it?
Right. For personal, we've got one more month after Monday, and that's it.
Right. So what else do we need to know about these tax filing dates?
Well, you know, what's interesting is we started talking about LLCs. And
limited liability companies, ladies and gentlemen.
Limited liability companies. And everyone and his brother has set up at least one or several.
I've done two or three over the years.
Yeah, and especially you've done them recently. You know, these guys who are selling these incorporated Nevada pitches and, you know, or Delaware or Wyoming or the wealth protection pitches. I know one guy who has set up five companies last year.
Hmm.
Just to somehow nest his assets together so, you know, that he can't be touched because he went to some wealth protection pitch.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things need tax returns. Do you know which companies you have and when those things are due?
That's what, you know, I know what you're saying. I've known people who wind up with all these corporations, and it was almost like they felt that the more corporations they had, the more entities they had, it was like they thought that money was going to come rolling into each one of them, and they could leverage their wealth just by owning more businesses, and they actually had, you know, things going on in each one of them, business models for each one of them, but come tax paying time, tax filing time, they had a lot of taxes to do, a lot of tax returns to do.
They had a lot more tax returns.
It's too much trouble.
And it cost them a lot more for tax preparation, and depending on the state they're in, they may
aren't you, and aren't you also magnifying your opportunity to get audited?
You could very well be, and it depends on how you're doing it. I had one guy call me because he had a corporation set up and did everything right, separate bank account and everything, but never got around to filing the tax return.
Ooh.
Now IRS is trying to put that into his personal tax return.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're calling it a sham, aren't they?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, I mean, it's wrong, and people aren't being careful. You don't need a lot of entities, but if you set them up at least file a tax return that says zero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't used it, because a lot of people haven't actually used them either. They've just set them up.
Well, see, I have different entities, but they're mm-hmm. all wholly owned by my corporation. And they operate inside of that one corporation, and they're all connected. They're all somehow connected. I can completely see why someone would spin off another corporation. I mean, there are definitely reasons why you would want this entity to be completely separate from another entity. But as you say, you've got to treat each one of them. All corporations aren't tax-paying entities. C's are, but S's aren't. LLCs aren't. As you say, they're pass-through entities. But all entities, all legal entities, have to file a return. Even nonprofits, right?
That's right. That's right. Even nonprofits, when they've changed the way the nonprofits' returns are structured, some of them may just have to file something like a postcard, which they can do online. But they have to file something and let IRS know. But let's get back to LLCs for a minute. If you got a new LLC last year and you were planning to treat it as a corporation and haven't really gotten your bookkeeping or accounting up to date yet,
mm-hmm.
And you can't really get it together in the last 15 minutes, the last 2 days of the season, what you may want to do, since you haven't filed anything, is elect to be treated as an S corporation. I mean, as a partnership. Elect to be treated as a partnership and then file it this year, at least, by October 15th. You have some more time.
Okay.
But once you do that, you're stuck in that mode for 5 years. So if you can't get your act together now, at least you have an option for not having penalties for late filing.
Mm-hmm.
Or get your act together and work really hard today and over the weekend and finish it up on Monday.
Get it done. What if you somehow, all of a sudden, you realize that you've been thinking about September 15th as your deadline, and you actually forgot to file an extension? You thought you did, but you didn't.
Or you had set these things up and forgot about them because they weren't on your list of stuff you had the previous year, and you forgot to file the extension. What do you do? Well, if the entity, if you manage to get the profits down to zero or negative profits, you won't have any penalties. So, but at least you don't have a deadline for September 15th. You can spend a little more time and file them.
Right. So, but you're in trouble, right? Aren't you? I mean, aren't you going to be in trouble with the IRS if you didn't file an extension?
But not as much as if you owed money, because then you'll have underpayment penalties of 5% a month.
But you're still going to need some help, right? You're going to need an enrolled agent or a CPA or somebody to help you with this, it seems to me. Stand by. Quick break. Got more to come after these messages with Eva Rosenberg. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, Little Chicago, bringing us back. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. Eva, give us your website, please.
It's very confusing. It's taxmama.com.
and always has been, hasn't it? Ever since I've known you, it's been taxmama.com. I like that. I like that. Don't you, folks? And I know you can remember that, Tax Mama. just remember the thing that you hate combined with the thing that you love, right? Tax Mama.
Let's see. Was that the mom that you hate, the tax?
No. The tax I hate, the mom I love. Taxmama.com.
There you go.
So what else? We were talking about extension. If you didn't get an extension, I was just saying as we went to the break, if you didn't get an extension, don't you kind of need somebody, a professional, to make sure that when you do it this time, you get it right? Whatever contact you make with the IRS, that you get it right so it doesn't hurt you too bad.
Yeah, see, the neat thing is, a good tax professional understands how to work the system. And if you're in trouble, we can get IRS to get you off the hook, because we know what to tell IRS. So, you know, first of all, you know, if you didn't get the extension, we know how to convince IRS that you don't need to have penalties. Even if you end up owing some money, we may be able to get them removed if we use the right arguments.
Many years ago, I got upside down with the IRS. Many years ago. I found some a couple of professionals who to help me, a CPA and a tax attorney. I just happen to know them. Mm-hmm. And they both got, everybody got happy. The IRS got happy. I got happy. I wrote them a check. And, you know, it was other than writing the check, it was painless. But if had I not had professional help, I don't think I would have handled it properly. And it probably would have gotten worse than it was. And so,
I recommend
folks that you, and folks, look, if you got a business, don't do your own taxes. For goodness sake. Let somebody else do your taxes, and you go sell something.
Absolutely. You know, you didn't spend years studying the tax law to know what's going on. For instance, we just worked on someone's tax return this week, and had it done, and then I realized they just set up a pension plan. There's a $500 credit for setting up a pension plan. Redid the return before it went out. Mm. You know, we're going to know things like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody issued the W-2. The W-2 is wrong because they made a contribution to the 401k part of their pension plan, which wouldn't have been a deduction. We fixed that.
Mm-hmm.
The money that's going into her 401k is now going to be completely tax-free, and she's going to have $100,000 going in there from an asset she bought that the IRA invested in, and it will never be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody needs to know these things. If it costs you a few $100 to take care of that, it's going to save you a ton in the long run.
You know, Eva, a lot of people had, when they started their business, they had the goal of becoming a millionaire, multimillionaire, whatever. My goal was to be able to not ever do my taxes, be able to afford somebody to do my taxes. That was my singular goal. You know, I felt like that I was successful. I had arrived when I could afford to have somebody else to do my taxes.
Oh, I think, you know, we should use that as our motto.
Exactly. No, I think it's a good goal. All right, we got about a minute. Last thoughts.
Okay. Get your tax return done this weekend if you're a corporation, and make a decision about your LLC right now before you run out of time, and come visit taxmama.com to get your questions answered for free.
What about if you don't have the money to pay the taxes?
If you don't have the money to pay, first of all, you can ask IRS for an extension of 30 to 120 days before you have to pay. There's a place on the IRS website, and you can set up an installment agreement.
Yep.
These things are easy.
They'll take a credit card, too, won't they?
Pardon?
They'll take a credit card, too, won't they?
They'll even take a credit card. That's right. Or your firstborn. Actually, they won't take your firstborn.
They'll just make you think they're going to.
That's right. Well, they don't want to raise your firstborn and put them through college.
But of course, if you have a subchapter S or an LLC or anything like that, that's you have to file on, even if you find out that you have taxes owed on the subchapter S, that rolls to your personal account. So you still got 30 days to figure that out.
That's right. If you have an LLC filed as a partnership or a subchapter S corporation, they pay no taxes to IRS.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is file.
Right. Hey, thank you for being here, Eva. Good job today.
It's been fun.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, TaxMama.com. Her book is called Small Business Taxes Made Easy. It's a good one. Eva Rosenberg will be back. I promise, folks, we will not do without her. She'll come back. She's welcome every time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.